begin your hearing, and once again, for the record, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
DeMondre Hurd, 300-007.
Thank you, Mr. Hurd. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Criminal for your revocation hearing. Regarding the two allegations that we found on your warrant, sir, based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
August the 20th?
Yes, sir. That was the notification saying that the hearing would be held today, that would be taking place today, sir. You signed it on August the 20th.
Yes.
Okay, and on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room that signed in for you. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And we're doing this by telephone. You cannot see us, but there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead for this hearing. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Hurd and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Hurd, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. This will be phase one of your hearing to make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then we will make a determination whether we will go into phase two. The first one reads, this is the first allegation, is that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the BISBE Coalition Program as directed in writing on April 11, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. The second one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by you leaving the BISBE Coalition Program on April 14, 2018, and failing to report in person to your assigned parole officer by noon in 1 working day on April 16, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes.
That yes mean true, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hurd, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal release or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we are going into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase, because at the end of this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We always begin phase two by receiving some background information. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to get some background information. Then we're going to come back, say a few words about you, and give you an opportunity to talk to the board to communicate with you. So at this time, please remain quiet as Mr. Turner will give us some background information. Some background information, Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, Kern was released from ADC custody on 4-10-2018 and arrested on 8-3-2018 by Sierra Vista PD on a misdemeanor charge of possession of marijuana. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-6-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11-28-2018 with 111 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017 commitment B, count 2, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2017 commitment B, count 12, burglary tool possession, 1 year. 2016 disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2017 commitment D, count 1, unlawful imprisonment, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013 marijuana violation, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 1. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS released, absconded for 90 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2010, assault with a deadly weapon, Maryland, juvenile probation. 2010, assault, Maryland, juvenile probation. 2010, endangerment, Maryland, juvenile probation. Has a GP score of G2, V4. Status of charges, 8-9-2018, a complaint was filed with the prosecutors.
Okay, so does that mean that we can tell that's still pending, sir?
From the information I have, it is still pending.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Okay, Mr. Reeve, let's talk just a few moments. You don't have too much information provided to the board on your case supervision summary, but we do take note that when you were released, you were down in Bisbee, and you were supposed to be at the Bisbee Coalition down in Bisbee, Arizona. How long did you reside there, sir? Or did you reside there?
You said that how long did I last there?
Yes, sir. How long did you live there, sir?
In Bisbee?
Yes, sir.
My first time was in Bisbee was when I was in shelter.
Okay. And how long were you there, sir? A week, a month, a year? How long, sir?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like a week.
Okay. And then where did you go after you left there, sir?
I went to Sierra Vista.
Okay. And how long did you stay in Sierra Vista?
I stayed there until I was arrested here.
Now, you left Bisbee and you went to service to which you received approval from the parole officer, your community correction officer, to go to service, sir. Did you have that? Did you have permission, sir?
I have permission to go there to find the address, but I never came back because I felt as though it wasn't a good environment for me.
So did you stay in contact with your parole officer after you returned, sir?
No, because the next day I had a warrant for my arrest.
And so after you discovered the fact that you had a warrant for your arrest, what did you do then, sir?
I was still working. I just worked and took care of my daughter until I got arrested.
Okay. Now, we don't show that you were working, so what kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was doing roofing for Sun Valley Roofing in Sierra Vista.
Okay, well, that's a good job. Pretty warm in the summer out there doing roofing, but that's a good, at least you found something to do. So how old is your daughter, sir?
She'll be 2 in November.
And who's responsible for your daughter while you are incarcerated?
Right now, it's the mother of my child.
Okay, and that's not in Sierra Vista, that's where your child is living at this time, sir?
Yes.
Now, I don't see any UAs. Did they take any UAs while you were out, sir?
I think I took one, if I'm not mistaken, when the first day I got there, but it was clean, so.
Okay. And, sir, based on what Mr. Turner reported, that somehow you were suspended for 111 days, I think you've already kind of indicated what happened, but exactly what were you doing? You were working, we understand that, but what else were you doing there 111 days when your parole officer had no idea where you were, what you were doing, sir?
I was just working. I was working and I was just taking care of my daughter. I just go to work and come home.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. I think you already answered this for me, but why didn't you report for 111 days? Why didn't you report to your parole officer? You know, that's almost 4 months, not quite four, but almost 4 months. Why didn't you report to your parole officer, sir, so that we wouldn't have an opportunity to speak to you today, sir?
Because I had the warrant, and I was scared to come back to prison. I was basically didn't want to miss no more time for my daughter. I didn't want to miss another birthday.
So when you get out, when we let you out now, and you get out in November, what do you plan to do? What are your plans, sir?
My plan is just hopefully I can get my job back and continue taking care of my family.
Where's the family aside from your daughter? Your daughter and your daughter's mother? Who else is your family, sir?
I just have my daughter, the mother of my child, and I have little brothers out there in Sierra Vista.
Okay. How long have you been in Sierra Vista, sir?
Almost 5 years now.
Okay. Okay, sir, I do take note that you had used some marijuana one or two times. Did you have a marijuana card or anything like that, sir?
Well, that was 2000, and when I was on probation, I had used marijuana, but I didn't use marijuana in like the last year, like 2 years now.
Yeah, you used it back in 2013. I see that you used some back then, and I was just wondering why were you using marijuana, sir? Was that just for social reasons, or were you, for medical reasons? Why were you using it, sir?
I was young. I really was just young, just, you know, living an obedient life.
You're still young. You're just 24 years of age. You're still young, and have a pretty extensive record, sir. It's time for you to wake up and be a productive citizen for your child, because you have to be a role model now. I mean, you can't just keep on, you know. Since 2010, you've been in and out of the criminal justice system, so now it's time for you just to settle down. But at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Hurley, he said that the reason you didn't contact your PO because you had a warrant out and you didn't want to miss any more time with your daughter. But did you just figure you was never going to be picked up on it or what?
Well, actually, I was just trying to wait till November the 6th because I was going to see my daughter's birthday because I missed her first one, and then I was going to turn myself in.
Okay. Because you were an absconder in 2015, you absconded for 90 days, so you know the importance of maintaining a relationship and contact with your PO, is that right?
Yes, got it in 2015, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Johnson. Any questions under Mr. Neal?
No, I don't believe so, sir.
Okay. Okay, now we're coming towards the end of the hearing, sir, and but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion, but we realize that you not repeat yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, we're prepared to listen, sir.
Yes. I know I've been coming in and out of the system since I've been 13, and I never had a father. So now that I have a daughter, I want to change my life because I don't want to miss part of my daughter's life and just think to her as I thought of my father. So I started working, even though I know I was on a run and I didn't report to my PO, I still try to be a good citizen in the street and not catch no charges, not do no drugs, and try to proceed with my life.
Okay, sir. And we hope that you will live up to that. Before the board goes into discussion, let me ask another question. You came to Arizona about 5 years ago, is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you come to Arizona? I'm just curious, sir.
I'm from Baltimore, so as y'all already know about Baltimore, it's really dangerous as ever. It's where a lot of people get killed, and it's really not.
Okay, so you decided to come to Arizona and end up in the criminal justice system. I recognize the fact that there are some problems in Baltimore. I think the only thing we have to do is listen to the news or watch the news or read the newspaper. We know that that there are some problems in Baltimore, so you decided that Arizona would be a safer place for you, but then you brought some of your criminal ways out here, sir, so you...
Yeah, I came out here and it didn't go as planned. My mother had put me out and I had to do what I had to do to survive. I had to do the only thing I did know from coming up from Baltimore to survive.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Well, the board will now go back into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion, sir?
Yes, well, even if y'all grant me parole again or y'all don't, I just want y'all to know that I'm going to be a good citizen and this is going to be the last time that y'all ever hear from me.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. Now the board is going into discussion, Mr. Herr. What we will do now, in keeping with the Arizona open meeting law, please listen, because we do everything in public, we do everything in the open, we don't do anything behind closed doors. This will be the first time that board members, that the three board members will have had an opportunity to discuss your case, and so we're going to ask that you remain quiet, Once we complete this discussion, then the board will make a determination, sir, whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Hurd to be a very interesting young man, only 24 years of age. Has a pretty extensive record, including back in Maryland from 2010 until 2017, or really 18, but we're in 18 now. I think that he came out here for the right reasons, but somehow he ended up participating in some criminal ways, and as a result of that, he's been incarcerated, not for a long period of time, but he's been incarcerated, I think, and I'm just going to speak as one board member and not on behalf of the board. I do understand, I believe, what Mr. Hurd was going through, but the mere fact that he was spent for 3.5 years, I just cannot overlook that. I wished he had not extended, and I would be sympathetic towards him at this time, but over 3 years as parole officer, his parole officer had no idea where he was, what he was doing, and that was just very unfortunate. But that's just one board member speaking. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
I agree. I also know that he, this previous term, he had started for 90 days, so.
Thank you, sir. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based upon testimony that he's given this morning, as well as testimony from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Turner, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018W1127, and inasmuch as he did abscond for some 111 days, and the last time he had absconded for a long period of time, over 90 days in the past, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself to revoke, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released on about November 28th, around Thanksgiving, a little after Thanksgiving. So we wish you the best, sir, and I'm serious. Please, sir, put together a plan. So when you get out, you won't come back before in the criminal justice system again in Arizona or anywhere else. Because I believe that you can be successful, but you're going to have to make up your own mind. So please make up your mind and take care of your child, take care of the rest of your family, be that role model, and then we will not have the opportunity of seeing you again in arms. This will end your hearing, sir. Please put the phone down and so that CO3 can have it, and we will move forward. Thanks again for participating.